right, gang, it's at this point in the call that we transition, and if you've never joined us for the Saturday AM Live after call or our rhythm accountability portion of the call, we like to spend about 20 to 30 minutes and just not only talking about what we just learned from our guest speaker, but also focus in on what should we be doing at this stage of the rhythm. We're at the point, we're coming up on the end of September, so we're into the end of we're two-thirds of the way finished into the 90-day cycle and kind of keeping things in check there. What have we been doing with the sleep system promotion? What have we been doing with our daily, things? And what that Dennis just shared with us, you ever think about that? There's a lot of Dennises in NECAN. You got Dennis Williams, you got Dennis Rogers, Dennis Lindsay, a lot of Dennis's, Dennis Nerdstat, Dennis and Linda down in Lake Tahoe. But these are things that the little hamster running around on the treadmill in my brain think about on often case. But the magnetic field of the earth. So we're going to chat about that. So I know that Molly Chung, who called me early this morning before the sun was even up on the West Coast, told me she would not be on the call, but I know Kathy Clark's on with us. Joe and Bill Dekoff are on. So let's get into this. Let's
Mary Margaret, I'm here too.
Good morning, Mary Margaret.
Hi.
Janice is here.
Good morning, Janice.
Steve's here.
Good morning, Van.
And I know Joe and Bill, and I already heard Kathy. So, Steve Crowfoot, you with us? That's a no.
I'm here.
So I've got Janice and Mary Margaret, and Harold Wonkup should be joining us from Texas.
I'm here.
I believe. Okay. All righty. Okay, well, let's jump into this, you guys. Did that help clear some things up? Did that shed some light on this great mystery of how magnets work, why we should use them, all that good stuff?
Well, this is Kathy up here in Marion, and it's very, very interesting. A lot of that is, people living to be so old in the Bible has always intrigued me, and it makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Go ahead.
Because most of us that are in NECAN, and we have wellness homes, which means we're sleeping on a bed, etc. Most of us will say, I feel more energized. Thus, I feel more youthful. And I know I'm running miles today that I was never able to run as a child.
Now, are you talking literally?
Literally, because okay. I'm going to run a half marathon. So I am.
And Kathy, for the record, how many years young are you?
58.
Okay.
And I never ran until August 26th. April 26th. One of those A months, you know.
So you're talking May, June, July, August, September. 5 months ago, you'd never run before?
Yeah.
Okay. See, right there in itself is a testimony to exactly what Dennis was talking about.
And I have the mag steps in when I'm working out and running and everything, and never could I have done this. And I was born and raised on a farm, and I could never have done this in my teen years.
Right. And, just to not to hog the subject, but at all about that, is I have a young man that works for me usually once every week or every 2 weeks that does a lot of the stuff that I simply don't feel like doing, like weed eating the steep slopes on my property. And when we've done certain landscaping projects and built literally retaining walls and carried in, 12, 14-foot long power poles that we use for building these walls, this young man is 15 years old. He's got to be 6'1", 6'2". Built really solid. And what I laugh every time we're working together because as a 40 80-year-old, I still can run circles around them. And I'm not bragging on anything I'm ability to do, but it's like the same thing that Kathy, you just said, that mm-hmm. when we have the magnetic extra boost, we can do more than people that, that don't.
Yeah. Hey, I have something real exciting.
Go ahead.
Share along with this. I mean, this is really exciting. Most of you realize, or maybe, I don't know if you do or not, I am a former accountant with CFO and all those kind of things. Anyway, in 2001, for whatever reason, the other day I was playing around with taxes and looking at things and stuff, and in 2001, November of 2001 is when I purchased my sleep system and started on this journey of getting a wellness home and becoming healthy. And it transpired just over a few months because the sleep system made such a difference and et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is, what's so exciting is I was looking and on our taxes, and in year 2001, I spent over $7,500 just on me for copays, which were only $15 each copay, for treating these headaches and stuff. And then I looked back over the years, and I had been consistently spending a lot of money like this. So I started looking at what have these products saved me in medical expenses, in copays. And in the 7 years, because I looked how much I spent each year on medical stuff. In the 7 years, I have saved approximately $52,500.
Yeah. I'm laughing, Kathy, because every one of us deep down inside, whether we want to admit it or not, there's always a bean counter aspect in there. And nothing derogatory when I say that, but that is your former profession,
yeah.
So you are quick to admit that. But give us that figure again. Over the
$52,500. That's for 10 wellness homes. Yeah.
Is that just in the copays that you had?
That was just on me. That was what, because we had really, really good insurance, and I was only having to pay $15 every time I was taken to the hospital. $15 every time I was taken to the doctor. $15 for medicine, including Amitrax and things like that.
So and this is the thing that we often forget. The biggest benefit that we forget to share with people is that is the sideline benefits. Let me give you a case in point. Okay? A couple examples. When we introduce somebody to Niken, we don't stress up front the aspect of, some of us do, some of us don't, but one of the things that we need to really hammer down really quickly, especially this time of year, as you get into the latter months of the year, the fact that once somebody registers as a wellness consultant, they don't get this if they pay at retail, and they don't get this if they just become a member, because there's no business associated with those two options. When we look at the good, better, and best, if they choose the best method, which becoming a wellness consultant, when they pay that $75, or what I like to say the $6 kit, and the reason why I say this, Joe Dekoff and I were talking about this the other day, it's only a $6 kit. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay, so does anybody not understand that?
Explain.
It only costs you $6. Extract right. out the $69 price of the Magboy retail, and it's a $6 kit. So when somebody invests their $6 in that kit, then they, at that point, have the ability to deduct 100% of everything that they purchase. And when you look at a profit and loss for a new business, is it 4 or 5 years, Kathy, that you can declare a loss without ever showing a profit?
Really 4 years. They really want to see something in the fifth year.
Okay, so in the fifth year, you need to show some sort of profit. So for the first 4 years, if you did absolutely nothing with the business, you could deduct legitimately legitimately, and this is not a gray area here. So being able to say exactly what Kathy just presented, the fact that she's no longer spending that money that she has no tax credit for whatsoever, and now she's been able to write it off 100%, all of that she's invested in her own wellness, which is in turn going to lengthen out her life and going to cut down on the cost of everything else, you know, physically. This is huge. The other aspect that I think we so often miss is the fact that it's just out of convenience. I love it. I used to hate it, but now I love it when people say, well, you know, eating healthier or, you know, having a healthier lifestyle, it costs more. Really? Some people are stupid enough to actually still say that today. And I look at them, and I just, the first thing out of my mouth is either one of two words. It's either wow, or it's really. Because when we sit down and think about it, and I had an epiphany last Saturday. Stacy and I were away on our anniversary, and we stopped up at the mall, and because I had some gift cards to use, and I don't go to the mall that often. And she went in one store, and I said, well, I'll meet you back in the store. I need to go use the restroom quick. And the restroom, you know, it's like at an airport. There's no doors on the restroom to go in and out. They always, you know, make a 90-degree corner, or they put a blockade there so you can't see in them. But the restroom door was 5 feet wide. The opening was 5 feet wide, okay? And I know measurements, and I can look at a 12-inch tile, and when there's five of them, that means it's 5 feet wide, right? As I'm walking in, I had to turn sideways because the gentleman was coming out.
Wow. Yeah.
If I didn't turn sideways, I would have bumped into either the wall or I would have bumped into him. Now, tell me again that having a healthier lifestyle costs more. Just simply from the convenience standpoint, it was inconvenience for me to have to turn sideways. But think about how much he has to pay when he flies any airline and they require him to buy two plane tickets. Or on Southwest.
Or three.
Yes, on Southwest you have to buy three. Okay? Yeah. Think about the extra expenditures in the mass that person is going to go through every single few years because he's going to keep... give me a break, people. The amount of wear and tear that it puts on a car. Eating and having a healthier lifestyle costs more? I beg to differ. When introducing people to Niken, we've got to hammer down on the cost-saving benefits of what we have, especially when we have a promotion like the Niken Sleep System. It's huge. It's huge the benefits.
On the benefits of the magnets, this is Mary Margaret. Something that has been exciting for me, I'm proud of the fact I'm going to be 70 in a few weeks, and almost nobody ever meets me imagines that. This last week I got my driver's license removed, and you can see the difference in the picture. I'm looking healthier now than I did 5 years ago.
Now, so every 5 years in you're South Carolina or North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah.
North Carolina. So every 5 years you have to renew.
Yes, depending on your age. It's 5 years for my age. And I definitely look healthier than I did 5 years ago. I've got the picture here in front of me.
And if any of you guys are on, this may come as a news shocker for some of you, but if any of you use AOL as your internet provider, the top headline, as I just flipped on the computer, is Paul Newman dies at 83. Actor loses battle with cancer. You know, do we need to go out like that? And I'm not making light of the situation. Paul Newman was an incredible, absolutely incredible individual. And not only his acting ability, but in the racing, the race car, the NASCAR circuit, and then also in what he did for society, creating a whole line of food products that most of them are a bit more healthy than others. But do we need to lose the battle at the end of our lives, Mary Margaret?
No.
No. And it's, Mary Margaret, it's tough, isn't it, sometimes when you're trying to introduce this to people and they don't catch on, do they? Some of them.
No, and we can't just hire a hitman for them, can we? You know what I would appreciate if you would be willing to touch on sometime during the talk is
yes.
graceful skill building on taking it away from people, because I'm doing that a little bit more now, and I find it's empowering, but I want to do it graciously and, to leave it, because come back later, but just little things that you think would be helpful there.
So if I understand what you're saying, and I know I do, but rephrasing it in a different way, is having the ability to step back and close our mouths when we know that what we have is what the person needs, but either A, they're too prideful to admit it, or B, they are completely ignorant of the fact that they need it.
Well, actually, rather than closing mouth about it, just some gracious way of just removing it from their choice for the moment to make it more enticing down the road, just some sense.
Let me field that to somebody else. Janice, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a good one. Hey, maybe just say, look, this doesn't appear to be for you right now. Or just bluntly, right out, say, this doesn't appear to be something that's really for you right now. That's awesome. Or it's not awesome. That's cool, but that's your choice. It is your choice. But do you know anybody that might be very interested in whether you're...
Okay, so Mary Margaret, did you hear what Janice just did? She took it away. Hey, it obviously, that's cool. It's not, it obviously is not for you at this time, but...
Do you know anybody do you know anybody that's really interested in learning about better health? I mean, that's like a...
Yeah, it's a no-brainer, isn't it?
It's a nice way to put it, but it's the truth, but, do you know anybody that is interested in better health or making some additional money?
There's something to be said, and again, we look at what Dave Johnson did in his Telephone Mastery CDs that they were originally recorded on a cassette years ago, probably 7, 8, 9 years ago, I don't remember when, but when we build on somebody else's contact, when we build on the people that they know, on their people equity, give you a quick example. Two Fridays ago, we were at a football game, and I'm sitting next to getting to know one of the firefighters that I'm on the volunteer fire department with, and he tells me about his sister who's got MS. So as I mentioned 2 weeks ago, I saw him. Actually, I went by their house, and I put the CD in the mail, and in their mailbox, and then I followed it up. I can't remember how I did that. But my whole focus, I'm sorry, the day before I went by and put the CD in his mailbox, I said, look at Anthony, I don't know if this is going to be something that will apply for your sister or not, but I'm going to let you be the judge. See, I'm using him, and I will tell him this later, regardless of what he does, whether he comes on board or whether he doesn't. I don't even know his sister, but we've now taken it to the next stage, just like Janice said, do you know anybody? This may not be for you, or obviously it's not for you at this time, and that's okay. That's cool. And the other thing that what I would piggyback on what Shanice said is immediately switch the subject as fast as you can, even though it hurts to do that and you don't want to do that because we're in the business of recruiting. You guys were on the call last Saturday. I know Mary Margaret was on. I know Molly was on.
Janice wasn't.
Kathy?
I was, Kathy.
Kathy, okay. Did you catch what Dave and Stephen were talking about, especially when Dave, the whole premise of why Dave and Ellie came up with the connectors box with Dennis and Nancy Bryant was because there wasn't any more fun involved. And he said, we trained our people to become great trainers, but there's no volume, there's no personal group volume, no PGV off of training. We've got to equip our people to be recruiting and buying product. And then I also love the fact that he stated, when somebody asked the question at the end, well, when do you encourage your new distributor, your new wellness consultant to buy the connectors box? He said, I don't want them buying material. I don't get get paid a dime for the CDs that are in that box. I want them to buy product. And once they've made an initial good size order, then I mention to them, well, hey, why don't we get some of these CDs and start passing out some of these testimonies to people that you know that might have this particular condition. You know, there's got to be a process in that. And so I think if we follow Dave's lead, and I only use him as an example because he's been in network marketing almost as long as I've been on this earth. And I think we can learn from someone like him that we've got to be constantly putting information in people's hands. And I'm far surpassed or far gone down the road of that we need to have a cookie cutter formula that every single person gets the same CD. Now, if we can't remember what we gave them, then get some note cards or create a Word document and just jot the person's name down and then scribble a little note on there what you gave them and when. And then as best you can in the next, 24 to 48 hours, follow up with them. It doesn't always work that way. With the CD that I gave to Anthony for his sister who's got MS, I was hoping to see him Monday night at Fire Drill. Did we connect? No. Have I called him this week? No. Why? Because he's a farmer. And right now, it's harvest season, and he's not home very much. I don't have his cell phone number. I guess I could get it if I wanted to. Or I could call and talk to his wife. But it didn't happen this week. Is he going anywhere? No. Did I lessen the value of the information? Yes, maybe. But bottom line, if we got a lot of contacts we're working with and we can get back to them in a timely fashion, that's what we've got to do. So, Mary Margaret, I don't know if that answered your question. I know Janice gave you one example.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best one that I usually would use as well, go ahead.
Janice, I think the core thing underneath that, cause I always look at what's being said underneath that. If you know where you're going, Mary Margaret, you know where you're going. And when that attitude comes through of your direction, you know you're headed here for Royal Diamond, then you just handle it with ease and say, that's all right. See, they get the sense then of, wow, she knows what she's going. She knows what she's doing. That's the sense, I think, that's underneath. It's to be underneath our statement there.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading Bob Proctor's book, because you probably have all read it or may have. Well, you were born rich, and that's got some lot of good stuff in there for mental attitude, just like what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Janice. I got a couple something I wanted to bring up, and also a couple.
Before you say any more, Janice, let me ask a quick question. I know it's not just me, but do all of you guys know who's talking when they're talking?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that still doesn't understand or can hear the different voices?
Well, I like being reminded, because I know Mary Margaret's voice, but I like saying this is Denise because I don't know if everybody knows who I am.
And you're suffering a little bit of Alzheimer's. You're reminding yourself in the process, Denise.
All right, smarty. That's what I was going to be about, being in this age of where you get special discounts and stuff.
I was
don't look our ages like Mary Margaret was saying, because I'm slowly replacing something, and I happened to be in Sears, and I've been looking at freezers because I need to replace my freezer.
Yeah.
After the fire here, and little by little getting this stuff done, but anyhow.
Yeah, no. On that same note, Janice, if you guys go on the website that I gave out several times during the call with Dennis, www.cfni, Christ for the Nations Institute, just all abbreviated, .org, look at the picture of Dennis. And what did he say? He's 61 or 62?
62, I think.
I think 62. He doesn't look 62. And yes, he's got a strong German heritage. On his mom's side, and I can't, Lindsay would be, what, English? That's an English name. But I think the Lindsays came down through Canada as well, but like with the Shemps. But anyhow, when we take ownership of our health, you're going to see the difference. Because I see people all the time. Who was I just talking to yesterday? Oh, no, no. We watched the highlights from this last night's football games in the high schools. And one of the high schools was mourning the loss of their assistant coach, and so they were playing the game for him. He died of a heart attack, 48 years old.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's too young. Mm-hmm. Much too young. So, anyways, Janice, you had one other thought. Go ahead.
Well, anyhow, back to, anyhow, the guy, there's a special that they had that senior discount got an additional term. I wasn't buying this thing. He just happened to mention some passing about something else, and he said, well, you know, the senior discount, in fact, they got 15% just about. And I said, well, how come you didn't tell me that? He looked at me, and he says, I never was going to mention it to you. He says, because you aren't senior. And I says, pardon me? He says, no, you aren't. It's just, you know, I don't think he meant it. You know, I think he really meant that. But the other thing is, what the runner, I think it was Kathy, I happened to mention this buddy, some kid about 25 years old. My sister and I, we go 4 or 5 miles, and we do that underneath an hour. And he looked at me, I said, no, you don't. I said, pardon me? He said, I do this, and he says, I can't do that. And I says, well, we do. We have 2 miles that are pretty straight that we can do like 11 and a half, and I know it's probably nothing compared to what you do. I says, 11 and a half sometimes, minutes, and I says, and sometimes 13, I says, but we do this whole 4 or 5 miles underneath an hour. He just was astounded because we could do that. Anyhow, mm-hmm. The other thing, question I had is a comment I wanted to bring up. I see something here that I got from my sister, and it was called The Call of Entrepreneurship on Fox Business Channel. And I cannot get it here. I don't know if anybody had ever seen this. My sister said that she saw a preview of this a year ago. But I just thought it sounded like something very interesting that we might want to see once if we can find out what this is. It's I can email you this to you guys, and maybe you can send it to everybody.
Okay, go ahead.
But I just thought it sounded like something that might be very interesting to watch.
Okay.
And I'd like, but again, watch it. I'd like to, if they videotape it, I'd love a copy, but I can't get it here. I live in a, you know, North Country here, up here in Michigan, so. Some people call them snacks, but.
Yeah, no, anything that you guys have that you think would be beneficial to the group, please email it to me, and well, you guys have got the list. I think I sent them out to everybody. You've got all the email addresses, just cut and paste right off of a Word document, and blast it out to anybody. We haven't heard from any of the males that are in the group, Harold or Steve. I know I heard one male voice in there.
Okay, hi, how are you?
There we go. Good morning, Steve. We're good.
Good morning. I apologize. I was out of the room from away from my phone, so I didn't hear what you asked.
No, I didn't. We want to know what your last physical results were, your your cholesterol counts, your blood pressure. No. I want to give equal opportunity here. And by the way, there's about, hang on 1 second here real quick.
The number of participants in the conference is 30.
There's several dozen people that are listening on the line that continue to join us every Saturday morning. And I haven't made this really public for the regular people that join us on Saturday AM Live. Any one of you that are listening to this hodgepodge group of us here, you are more than welcome. If you've got a question or you want to join, I can't open up the line. I'm not as brave as Stephen B. was last, Stephen B. and Dave Stoltz last Saturday. Every time I do that and open up the line without any sort of control, and maybe it's, you know, as Dennis Lindsay, the inner ability in me that I have to be in control. You know, I have to call the shots. But if you want to join us, email me, and I'd be happy to give you the code that after we finish with the Saturday AM guest, the first person that is on the call, you just hang up and dial back in on this other code, and then you can be part of this group. And it's an open format. We don't have a coveted induction ceremony that you have to go through to be part of the group. But it's pretty simple. So if you want to join us, or you've got, you know, you want to take it up a notch, and you don't mind taking pot shots from me, when I put you on the spot and ask you questions that you may or may not be able to answer or that you may not want to answer. But it's all a growth process for all of us, because I get just as much out of this from what you guys share with me as what I'm hoping that you get from me. But Steve, there's no real question, but I just am curious your thoughts on what we've been talking about. We haven't really talked about, and you know, I had this epiphany before I yield any time to you, Steve. The last few weeks, I talked to Terry Latham this week, and but it goes back much, much further than that. When I look at the 16-year history that since I was first exposed to Niken 16 years ago, when I look at tenure, focusing in on that word, people that have been with Niken for the long haul, the ones that continue to stick around and are consistently active and are building volume, take someone like Dave, a couple like Dave and Ellie Stoltzfus, number one, they're always recruiting, they're always talking to new people. Number two, the common denominator, even though people can switch, you know, paths or switch methods or switch recruiting tools that they use, but the bottom line is, the second aspect that just kept jumping out at me, is they really strive to keep it very simple. You look at someone like, a couple like Dave and Valerie Johnson, and I don't know if you guys caught this a couple weeks ago, Dave's whole motivation for getting in shape physically, and when you're at the convention, you'll see the difference, was when he couldn't fit into his 38-inch waist pants, it was too far gone. And that was it. That was like when the light bulb went on in his head, and so he took matters into his own hands. So someone like that, who continually, they don't have a real highly technical, complicated system. They just keep pointing to Niken. Look at what Dennis Williams says. What do we get paid for? We refer and we connect. We refer people to Niken, we connect them to Niken, and then we get paid. We don't have to overcomplicate this. And I think so often we do. And hey, here's another health tip, and then Steve, I want you to just share what your thoughts are. I don't know who I heard this from this week. Maybe it was the Niken CD I was listening to. I'm going to have to figure out what the source was. But it was a good rule of thumb, and if anybody else heard this, you can help me verify where I heard it. You take your height, okay, in inches. So let's say you're male or female, either way, doesn't make any difference, but you take your height. Oh, this was in Dave Johnson's email that he sent down. That's where it was. Take your height in inches. Did you guys read this? Did anybody else read this, or was I the only one? You know where I'm going with this? Anybody?
No, because you give it to us. That email.
Hey, Mary Margaret, how tall are you?
4'11".
4'11". So in inches, that would be, that's 59 inches,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How big is your waist?
I don't know, but it's not terribly big. It's kind of in the middle there somewhere.
Okay, well, for female, you don't have to know the inches of your waist when you buy pants, because they don't measure it that way. It's just in sizes of whatever they are, the numbers, which didn't ever make sense to me. But bottom line, Mary Margaret, at 59 inches tall, your waist, if it is over 29 and a half inches around the measurement at your belly button.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
Yeah, well, I know it's not, because I've been around you and I know it's not. That's your ideal measurement around your waist or under. So, for example, my height's barely at 5'7" with shoes on. That's 67 inches. So my waist, if it's 33 and a half inches or bigger, then I've got a problem.
How did you come to the formula, Vance? You just gave it the height.
Well, it was in Dave Johnson's email. How did I come up with that? I don't know where he got it from, but it pays to read those emails.
Didn't see that.
The formula basically is just kind of a real quick glance that if your waist is half as big in inches as your height or greater, then you've got a problem. That you need to, you know, tone it down. So next time you're out, do like Vance and Stacy do, and now it's even grafted onto our... Okay, you guys, last night we got to see Shannon Miller in person.
Wow.
I was 8 feet away from her. She competed, not competed, it was a tour of champions, gymnast champions. Yeah, Sean Johnson, all the American Olympians that, you know, were over in Beijing, we went to an event. And I'll tell you, Shannon Miller, 31 years old. Oh, my gosh. I could not believe the things she was doing. But on that note, what was fascinating is we were talking to McKenna about this, our oldest, who's 9, and Stacy said, yeah, Shannon Miller's got a huge foundation that she's a part of to support the, you know, kids who struggle with obesity. Said, do you know what that is? And she said, yeah, it's kids who are fat. Now, of course, we've brainwashed them, and they notice these things. And it's not, to me, it's not the kids' fault, it's the parents, because kids at that age can't make rational decisions choosing the right lifestyle. I mean, they can. However, the parents need to be involved. But next time you're out and about, look around, and it won't take you long to start calculating people's height in inches and then cut it in half. And of course, I know people are hanging up on the call right now because they're saying, oh, Vance, you just have a fetish for, you know. Yeah, I do. Because, again, it goes back to what we started talking about, what Dennis Lindsay brought up. If we follow a guide, and especially a biblical guide to lifestyle and eating right and taking care of ourselves, is it going to cost more to be healthy? I don't think so. It's going to cost more to go the other way. So, Steve, you've been quiet.
That's what I've been doing a lot of lately. I've just been sitting back and listening and gleaning a lot of information that other people have been sharing, and with great accomplishment, I think that I've learned a tremendous amount, and I'm just thankful to be a part of a group that is willing to share and allow someone that wants to be quiet and wants to be thoughtful and analyze and think. And in my 11 years with NECAN, I've not really built a business, but I've sure had a much better life, and I feel guilty because I'm not sharing it, but I haven't figured out a way to share it. So I'm so very thankful for this particular call and one that I listened to with Jerry White, because you all have taught me so much, so now I can go out and share it with others.
The call that you listened to, and Steve, you and I have talked about this, the call that you listened to with Jerry White, when does that take place? And Jerry is part of your upline, yes, no?
Jerry's cross-line, just like you are.
Okay.
But he and Greg Looney are great friends, and the call that I listened to is, let's see, 8:30 Pacific time. And he does a webinar along with it, so you can go onto the webinar menu and pull information. And I attempt to record it every week. Sometimes I blow it, but I record it and put it on my under the accountability calls, just like this call, on my website.
Okay. And you said 8:30 on Saturday mornings, or?
No, it's 8:30 Monday night.
Monday 8:30 Monday night. Okay. So there's never a shortage of calls that are taking place for you guys. So there's always information out there. And the hard part is, what Steve just mentioned, the hard part is when you step back and absorb information, is the next time you encounter somebody that you know they could utilize what NECAN has to offer, business and or product-wise, is not exploding too much information on them.
Yeah, and that's been the hardest thing for me to learn. And, you know, even after 11 years of my life hitting me every time I do it, I just had to literally try to say a sentence or two and back up and shut up and run away and see if they follow. And if they don't follow, they're not interested. If they follow, they are. And that, I spent 11 years trying to learn that. And it's way too long.
Yep.
But I was so excited that people that have profound product experiences like I did.
Yeah.
We are so excited to have our lives back that it's tough.
Yeah. And it's hard because you want to share that with other people, but when they don't see it as much as you see it, then it's, so. Okay, good. Well, you guys, this has been fun, as always. And you're gonna please do yourself a favor next week when you come to the call, the Saturday AM Live with Randy Rolfe. Please have notepad and paper or something to scribble on, because she's gonna really, really empower us as wellness consultants. And there's no way I can contain in 30 to 35 minutes what she's gonna share. She did a great talk in I don't know what the name of the event was, but it was in Virginia, and Brad recorded it. It's on two CDs. I laid them someplace and I can't see them now. So I don't know what happened to them. But wealth of information on how the body works and how Nikan's Nutritional specifically incorporates the body to do what it's supposed to do. So be ready to take some. So you guys, and if there's anything we can do for you again this week, please let us know and call us, put us to work. That's what we're here for. Love to assist you. I've been doing a lot more three ways in the past couple weeks, and we owe that to you guys. I've really, really enjoyed doing that and assisting you guys, either the regular three ways or the Stephen B. Stevens three way. And just for the record again, if you can't get us live, have your person that you've got on the phone leave their information in the best time that we can call them back. It really, really is not only fun, but it's a very simple way to build this business. So, and for those of you guys who missed the email from Dave Johnson, I'm going to email it to you right now, just a little blurb on that little formula. So,
thank you.
Might be able to use that in talking to somebody in a few days.
Thanks so much.
Guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, bye-bye. Bye-bye.